Nanette Smith grew up in Baltimore as the civil rights movement swirled around her. And then she became a part of it. Recently, Smith and a small group of alumni of historically black colleges and universities looked back at that era during a Black History Month reception at a public library in rural Virginia. Correspondent Pamela D'Angelo reports.
Nanette Smith was just a kid when she went to a previously all-white school in Baltimore. And that launched her into a whole new world that led her to becoming an activist and attending Howard University in Washington, D.C.
I desegregated the schools in Baltimore when I was in the fourth grade, 9 years old. And when I finished high school, my dad wanted me to apply to Radcliffe. I said, no, I do not want to go to another predominantly white school. I'm not going. I'm not going to apply, and you can't make me. And I went to Howard, and that is where I got to know black history, black pride.
Back then, HBCUs were often the only schools blacks were allowed to attend. So they were key in producing some of the nation's most prominent black academics, intellectuals, and entrepreneurs. Joe M. Thompson graduated from his mother's alma mater, Prairie View A&M University in Texas.
When I graduated from high school, which was 1955, I was 15 years old, and there were no white colleges in Texas that would accept black students. So my only choice was to go to a HBCU or go out of state.
Smith recalled how some states pushed black students away.
African Americans were paid by states to go to other schools. For example, when I was a freshman at Howard, I dated a guy who was from Birmingham, Alabama. Once a month, we had money to go out and do up dinner very nicely because the state of Alabama sent him a check to keep him from applying to the state college there in Alabama.
Smith went on to teach at Bennett College in North Carolina, where she says some of her students had a role in the famous Greensboro lunch counter sit-in by four black students from North Carolina A&T State University.
The young men were prompted by the ladies from the all-female school across the tracks named Bennett College, at which I taught. It was not considered ladylike to do that at the time, so they got the guys from A&T.
And while there was no violence at that sit-in, Thompson recalls an incident at a bus station when he was a graduate student in Texas trying to get home.
I would take the bus home during the time of the civil rights movement, and they opened up, of course, the waiting rooms by law, but no one was going from Texas Southern. So I go in and sit in the room, and they tried to kill me. I had to run and hide for my life.
It was that threat of violence that led to Queen Jordan's worried parents calling her when she was a student at Winston-Salem State in North Carolina.
I was in school at the time when I was sitting in over at the lunch counters, and my daddy was telling my mother, call Queen and tell her she better not get in that mess. No, I did not participate in that.
Smith, on the other hand, says she was involved in several protests until her parents warned her away from one at Washington National Airport.
I was jailed and pushed in the gutter and called names and whatnot. And they even had sit-ins out at the airport. But my mom called me when I was at Howard, and she said, no. She said, you are not going to sit on the runway. You have done your part while you were in high school. Stay in college and get an education. I'm not getting you out of jail anymore.
I'm Pamela D'Angelo for 88.1 WYPR.